God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for releasing the seed, and thank you for allowing me to minister the word of the Lord into your life. Before the prophetic thing comes forth, I want to begin to know that this is a very key season for you and a very powerful time of your life where you're moving at. And yet, the Lord says that this is an hour where you must use wisdom in all that you do, and yet you must guard your words, and yet you must stay away from confrontations, and yet you must be patient, is what the Lord is saying. For the Lord says, in order for you to be successful, you must be tactful, even with older individuals, and do not be impatient, saith the Spirit of the Lord. And he says, stay focused on your goals, and know that compromise will also work in your favor, and yet you will see rewards as you're moving in the timing of the Lord. For the Lord says, keep your eyes stayed on me. And yet he says, even when it comes to business, keep your eyes open on me and do not lose sight, saith the Lord of hosts. For the Lord says, I brought you through the struggle. Now I'm bringing you into a season of freedom. I'm bringing you into a time of new opportunities. And yet God says, know that you be quite sensitive even in this season, even for the next 90 days. But stay focused. And again, as you stay in the presence of the Lord, you will come into a time where he will heighten even your revelations, saith the Lord of the hosts. For the Spirit says that even in this hour and even in this season, I shall cause you to grow. I shall cause you to come into a time of advancement. I shall also cause you to come into a time of power and authority. For the Spirit of the Lord says unto thee further that this is an hour and this is a season where you shall see the moving of the Spirit and my hand upon your life. As I'm looking further, I'm hearing the Lord say unto me that even in this hour, you're going to begin to come into a time of some new opportunities. You're going to come into a time where the Lord's going to begin to strengthen your body. You're going to come into a time of joy and peace and laughter. You're going to come into a time where favor shall be thy portion, and your creativity shall begin to increase. For the Lord says, I shall inspire thee, and I shall even motivate thee in this season. Oh, the Lord says, prepare yourself, because he's preparing you for a new season. And it seems like you've been thinking a lot about the past several months. For the Lord says, keep thine eyes stayed on me, because the labor shall not go in vain. He says, avoid stress even in this season. Avoid stress even working under pressure. And you're going to find that the next 5 months, God's going to give you the strength to survive and even prosper under pressure. But the Lord says you must avoid stressful situations in this season. For I heard him say unto me that prepare, because there's a moving and there's a shifting of the Spirit. As you are moving in this season, and yea, even in this hour, the Spirit says, do not get caught up in gossip. Do not get caught up in gossip. Do not get up into jokes, because it's like you could be joking more. Do not get up in teasing other people. Guard your words, because your words will come back, and know that the Spirit hears thy words. Be subject to even authority figures. Guard your inner speech more so. Guard the grumbling. Guard the complaining. It could be detrimental to your blessings. And know that everything that you sow in this season has a quick response back into your life. I hear the Spirit further saying that as you're moving about in this month, the Lord said it's time for you to begin to move forward and catch up on some work. Do not let frustration have its place in thee, for the Spirit is moving in this hour, and the Spirit says, I will do a new thing in thee. For the Spirit will say unto thee that it's important that you try not to hurt, but also anger other individuals. That is going to be the key, that you don't get caught up in that. For the Spirit says, I'm building a firm foundation for thee. I'm building a firm foundation. He says, I'm lifting up and I'm removing the restrictions. I'm removing the burdens. For the Lord will say unto thee that prepare thyself, because it seems like someone even from your past will be coming back into the picture. But the Lord says, give no place, give no room for the enemy. And you will step into a season of success and knowledge and favor. For the Lord will say unto thee that there's some things you're going to begin to release and let go of and begin to move forward, saith the Spirit of the Lord. For the Lord says, prepare, because this is an hour and this is a season where you all also need to begin to keep an eye even on checking accounts. I feel that the Spirit says that he strengthens thee. He touches thine eyes in this season. He touches thy body in this season. You'll also begin to see that he shall touch thy stomach and even thy lungs. You will find and see that December is going to be key for you. I'm going to talk to you some more about that in just a moment. But this is a time where you will move into success, and you will see that the secret to your success is going to be you acting with leadership and vision and seeing the bigger picture. I want you to begin to listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets, and I'll be right back.
God bless you, Deaconess Latoya. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying, strategize. God says that there are so many ideas that he has placed on the inside of you, so many creativity thoughts. God says for you to strategize, write your vision and make it plain. God says for you to do your research. I'm hearing God says to pick up, looking at patents again, to pick up your designs again, and even more writing. And God says that there's a new thing that he's introducing as well, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Deaconess Latoya. I just hear God saying he's going to do a work in you, in your diet, your food intake. He's going to do some changes as far as with the type of food that you're eating. I hear God saying you'll be eating more brain food, food that engages the mind. And God says this is going to help you, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Deaconess Latoya. I hear the word of the Lord saying purification. And I so agree with the prophet that has spoken. I heard Father God saying, this is the season of the purification. Father God says, drink more water and get more rest in this season. So Father God says, he's touching your body and your mind. Father God says, he's even touching your emotions in this season and causing you to remember some things to release them. So Father God says, make sure you're journaling in this season. Keep a journal in this season. So Father God says, you're going through a season of transformation. And Father God says, this is a cleansing period. Mentally, emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually. Father God says you're just going back in your lead memories and he's cleansed some things. And I just hear Father God saying, peace be still, for all things are working out for your good. And Father God says this is the season to begin to pick up. You know what, woman God, I don't even know if you play a music instrument, but I hear Father God saying the violin. Pick up the violin. Whatever this means to you, woman God, be open, because Father God says he's taking it to a new level in him. And I just hear Father God says, pick up the violin. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you have been blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. The Spirit of the Lord further says unto thee that behold and prepare, because as you are moving forward into the month of November, that November shall be a time where you're going to be getting down to business. November shall be a time where the Lord says, don't cut corners, pay attention to details. The Lord also says unto thee that that shall be a time where you will come into a time of new connections. You're going to see that you're going to be laying the foundation for your future. You're going to be paving the way for some doors and opportunities of blessings. As I peeked into the Spirit, I hear the Lord saying that November shall be a time, or possibly an explosive kind of month. There may be some clashes of some wills, but use wisdom. Think before you react. Think before you react. It also shall be a time where you're going to be meeting new people. It shall be a time great for publicity, selling of yourself and your name and your ideas. People will hear you. They will recognize your talents. It's a time where it shall be recuperation, where the Spirit is doing a deeper inner healing and a deeper work. As you move forward into the month of December, know that December shall be a time of increase around in advancements. December shall be a time where you're going to see great changes. December shall be a time where you will take more responsibilities. December shall be a time where God shall do some things surrounding family and heal family members. For December shall also be a time where you're going to deal with more responsibilities. December shall be a time where you must stay on top of your commitments, pray for loved ones, anoint and comfort loved ones. It shall be a time we're going to be able to iron out and deal with some things, possibly maybe surrounding family or some other individuals that you may have had some difficulties with. It shall be a time of power. It shall be a time of glory. It shall be a time where the Lord says that you will rise up and you will grow spiritually. I see great spiritual maturity all around thee. Know that this is the hour and this is the season and this is the moving of my hand. I want to thank you for releasing the miracle seed. Let us not break this divine prophetic connection. Prepare, because God's going to also begin to heal old friendships, because old friendships may hold much more for you. For the Lord says, you might even be doing some things surrounding public or touching people that's going to be a real blessing. People will seek thee out. Thank you so much for the miracle seed. God bless.